This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
I get a lot of stuff that comes across the show desk.
No, you don't.
And I go through stuff. And a lot of times, and Jill forwards me this, that, and the other thing.
No, she doesn't.
90% of the time, I just toss it. I mean,
Don't care.
Look at it.
Don't care.
One glance at it. And, you know, if it strikes my fancy, maybe we'll go further with it. Anyway, this company that does this sort of thing, anyway, came up with excuses. I guess they did some sort of a survey
to hire
of excuses.
You?
Like to hear yours. All right, John over in New Jersey. Hello, Johnny.
Belcher type.
Hey, John, how are you?
Good.
Good. I called in once. I have a job where I drive.
Right.
And I called in one morning to say that the garbage truck backed into my car and dumped garbage all over the place. So now I had to have a smell for the car. What I did was I parked at Michael Maris Tain.
And so you had you to make it legit so that when you went to work the next day, you had to make your car smell crummy.
Whoopee!
Oh, okay. Very good. Nicely done, John. Okay, let's see here.
One more.
We got another Belcher tape?
A classic.
All right.
Let's take a call. Cape, California.
Oh, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
This isn't the Belcher. This is East Coast.
ECB. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or out of? Not on the air in New York, Don.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don
pause.
And Mike.
What? I think that's where they originated from,
Yeah. Las Vegas, hello.
You filthy, rotten, yellow son of a bitch! Don and Mike
Show. You know what I like?
What?
I like the little pleased look you get. Oh, my phone's ringing. Right at the beginning of the show.
You could be calling.
Hold on a second.
All right.
Very important.
Should I stop the record?
No. Yeah, you can stop the record. I mean, really. I mean, I you know, things. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Don and Mike Show. This is Mike. Don's not here. I'll explain that in a moment. Hold on just a second.
We can restart in a moment.
Hello. Hi, Brittany. I'm on the air right now.
Brittany Spears.
Oh,
yes. You know, you've been babysitting. How many years have you been babysitting for me?
How's her hair coming back in?
This is not that Brittany, Rob.
Well, I think it is.
This is Brittany, my babysitter.
Ask if she wants.
She's been babysitting for me for 5 years, and that's why she calls at like 1 minute after 3 o'clock.
About the same.
But
time.
You know, she's a great babysitter. Aren't you a great baby? Your voice is not on the air, Brittany. So it's just me talking to you. You know, the listeners are hearing me, but they're not hearing what you're saying. So everything's cool for this weekend.
Just Mike and Brittany.
Oh, that's great. We're having an affair.
I know
that's what it sounds like. See, here's the deal, Brittany. Let me explain what's happening. Uh-huh. My partner's not here. I'm going to explain what's going on with that later. But what I have to do now is I have to keep in mind that people are listening to just me, and I'm talking to you trying to get done what we need to get done, if you know what I mean.
I think we all do.
And you're saying it's okay? I look forward to seeing you Friday.
What you wearing?
My Rob Spiewak would like to know what you're wearing right now. A college T-shirt. Why don't we just leave it at that?
Yes.
And Mike's pants.
Okay, Brittany, the kids are looking forward to seeing you. You take care. Bye.
It's Brittany.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Brittany, one of those days.
The babysitter.
Hold on. Now, let me switch it. I got to switch it out to Vibrate. I never do that. It's
hired
very...
help. You can do it on the top, on that thing on the side.
Uh-huh.
How? You see the thing that's on the side there?
Yeah, you've got one of these phones, too.
Yeah, the Katana.
Now, do I have to do it with the phone open or the phone closed?
Open. Watch when you click it. Watch what happens. Isn't that something?
I'm an idiot.
No,
I swear.
Not.
No, I am.
It's really
I really
nice,
am.
Isn't it?
And then you still have to hit the...
No, it'll just take.
It just does it automatically.
Yeah, it knows.
Every time... Now, this is a little technical behind the scenes. Rob and I have the same kind of phones.
The Grace phone.
The Katanga.
Katana.
The Katanga phones. And I go into the little screen, press the settings thing, and do that every time when I want to do that.
Oh.
You're telling me that I just use this little button on the side?
Yes, and how about this? If you're on the phone with somebody, you can use that to adjust the volume.
Isn't that great?
Have we even officially started the show yet?
I have.
No,
I
don't you have sound effects you need to play?
I have records. I have sound
play
effects.
Play the crap you're supposed to play.
You're the one who said start the record.
I was going to start the show,
now,
but unfortunately
now.
I got a phone call
no fighting.
From my babysitter. And not my kid's babysitter, my babysitter. The woman that changes me, gets me in and out of my diapers,
nice
and
diaper.
Does all that. You might notice it's just me. I'll explain later. This is a very recent development. Everything is okay, to the best of my knowledge.
Good.
Yes.
I'll explain later. Now play your
Here's one
rap.
For Brittany.
The Thank Don you. And Mike Show. There we are.
That's
Thank
good.
You. Is this your song choice? You played it before, but you're playing it again, right?
Well, it was the song we started, and you stopped.
All right, go ahead. Don't let me get in the way.
Don't
Fresh
care.
Start.
You like it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
Bitch!
Uh-huh. Why?
Rod, stop that. It's silly.
Not that.
I thought he sucked. I thought he sucked. I thought he sucked.
That's play Hillary me. Clinton in House laughing.
You like that?
Play Hillary.
Yeah.
Now play House. Now play Hillary. Now House again. Hillary. House. Now play whatever you want.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in
Thanks.
His mouth.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
You'll be sorry, Pee-wee Herman.
Well, here he goes again. Every month, pull up stakes like an Arab and off you go.
You filthy, rotten, yellow son of a bitch.
Why, you mother-grabbing bastard.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Don and Mike.
I didn't get any Merrill Howard Kalin.
You want some of that?
I think I get used to things.
No.
You know, right?
Like
the opening. So yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Well, hi, everybody.
Yeah.
Sitting
How
here. How are you doing, Joe?
Pointing at Rob.
This show is going to
Say
be
that your feet, is, your feet are up. Here's a good one.
This guy you know. This good lady, you know. I'm Julia Child.
Uh-huh.
I'm Mickey Mouse. My bananas.
You want some more?
No, just play Ed again, please.
Call him up.
Ed. That's
Ed.
Not Ed.
Ed. Finding him.
And now.
There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Here's Don and Mike.
Hello, friends. William Shatner relaxing on a beach in a sunny Miami. Yes, it's me. It's Mike. It's Rob. It's Buzz. Don is not here. I'll explain later. Phone number, same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636. Give us a call if you'd like to get on the air. We'd sure love to hear from you. And lots to talk about in this opening salvo today because
sure.
About, I would say, oh, roughly half an hour ago, turn that music off, I get a call from Janet, the lovely Janet, Don's Janet, and... it's interesting when I'm sitting up there in my office and I'm getting ready to kind of wrap up things and come down here.
Almost
and,
showtime.
And Janet calls me, and suddenly I'm concerned, of course, because it's Janet calling. Why would she be calling to speak to me? She explained to me what follows, that Don had a tooth situation today where he was, I think he might have had a previously scheduled dental appointment.
Okay, something routine.
That he forgot. Or it's either that way, like, you know how it is. When you're listening to women, you kind of half listen.
If that much.
And she's saying he's got hands in his mouth right now because he had some dental issues that she apparently had to, I hope I'm getting this right, she had to cajole him to get to the dentist today.
Okay.
Because I guess he had a problem with one tooth that he thought was actually minor, but it turned out to be rather significant. And so... she told him to go in. When he went in, what turned into what he thought would be a filling ended up being just a full-blown rip-out-the-root canal.
Wow. And, you know, he got the most incredible dental hygiene schedule.
He does. That's
he brushes
true.
His teeth
more than
anybody.
You and I do.
More than anybody on the show. How many times do you brush your teeth?
I'm trying to do two a day. I really am.
I'm still doing my one a day.
One a day, if that.
Yeah, so right now.
All of us put together.
Right now, my mouth is, similar to a litter box. There, I mean,
chalky.
So that's all the information I have. Uh-huh. She said to me... he's going to be, I think she said he will be probably there for hours. I don't know whether, she said, suffice to say, he will not be here at the beginning of the show and in all probability will not be here at the end of the show.
Is this
either.
Like one of those deals on the Little Rascals where he's got the bandage wrapped around his head from the toothache?
I have no idea what the deal is, Buzz. I know that he, if it's a root canal, you know, they numb you up for that type of thing.
Right.
So whether we'll hear from him later in the show, certainly hope we do.
He could be out cold.
I'm sure it's general anesthetic.
Yeah, he could be, you know, have a cranberry juice in his hand. Who knows? He could have one of those dentists that puts him completely under and takes advantage of him. But it's not, I'm not going to let it dampen my spirit. I'm not going to let it dampen my day. I have a lot to talk about today because a lot is going on. And may I first say, and I normally would not be able to take this liberty.
Right.
But may I sing you a little song and simply say, take your shoes off.
Oh, boy.
Put your feet up.
Look at you.
It's time to meet up with the Boston Red Sox. Boston born and Boston Red Sox.
Happy.
Relax, 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 and be a Sox watcher.
What's the story?
So playoffs, baby.
I'm guessing.
They start today. They start while we're on the air. The Red Sox will start playing the California Angels. I call them the California Angels. They're the Anaheim Angels. Okay. And we will actually start that while we're on the air. I think 6:37 is the beginning time. Now, what I always forget, Rob, what button do I press to put that up? Right there?
Hockey starts tonight.
Get this right here?
Yeah,
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air, and you're officially the first caller of the day.
Is this me?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. You were the first caller of the day.
Let me take another. Wait.
I can't hang up on you because I haven't figured it out yet. I always have to relearn this.
Can I be your babysitter?
Be quiet, lady.
Why would you want to be my babysitter?
I don't know. I love you guys. Love you.
You want to take
love
care of
Mike? Long time.
You want to take care of Mike? Is that what you're saying?
Either one of you.
Well, wait a minute. You said you want to be my babysitter. I was talking to my babysitter. Mm-hmm. Would you like to be my babysitter?
But Don just asked if I wanted to be...
No, Don not here.
Don is not here. Don is in a dentist chair right now getting a very bad root canal that's going into his brain, but he will survive and he's going to do fine. I have no idea,
Janet
Rob.
Janet mentioned that?
She didn't go into great detail. It was actually a relatively brief conversation. You know how that goes. Hello? Really? That's terrible. Thank you. Got to go. Bye. That's really what happened with
work
that.
To do.
You know?
So she's still not said if she wants to babysit you or your children.
I have no idea. I don't know what's going on. Hello, your next caller on the Don and Mike Show. How are you today?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Hello.
I'm all right. Hey, I got a question for Rob.
He's standing by right here.
Delighted to entertain your question.
And this is, incidentally, when Don is not here, I should point out that the show goes into an all-sitting mode. Don stands when he does the show. Rob and I are men of larger carriage.
Yes.
Rob actually sits. He's sitting upright. I tend to sit in a reclining position. And, Buzz,
I even have my feet up today.
Oh, is that in honor of me?
No, I've been doing it more lately, maybe because of you.
It feels good, doesn't it?
Oh, you couldn't be more comfortable.
It's a wonderful way to do a show.
I sit all the time, but since Don's not here, I'm sitting higher. So that's better, right?
That's a good
right?
Right? Yes, it is. All right, what can we do for you?
Hey, Robbie, one quick question for you. Where's your crap detector now, loser?
Oh, now that's not nice.
Why single me out on
that's
that?
That's not nice. 920-497. Joe just hung up on him, so I don't know the number again. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great. How are you?
Good, man. Hey, I just want.
I'm doing
to say
better. You know what? I'm doing better than great.
Good.
I'm so doing better. I am doing better than great because everything is going my way today. It's true. Everything is going my way.
Great. It's
no,
beautiful.
I mean,
well, I want to add to your enjoyment.
Boy. I am the golden boy today, Rob.
Yeah, of course.
I accept the title today, and I fully relish the title today.
Cool.
What do you need to know, sir?
I just want to tell you that the BlackBerry bit yesterday was the greatest radio I've heard in a long time. Man.
God bless
awesome.
You.
I tend to agree.
Thank you very much.
It was good, wasn't it?
Appreciate that.
This
Hello.
Is such a good show.
Don and Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, I wanted to chime in on this whole dental thing.
Okay.
I've got a theory, and I know that this is going to sound really, really, really bizarre.
Okay.
But you know how all these doctors and dentists and everybody, they keep filling you with fluoride and antibiotics and everything? I've never had a cavity or a problem with my teeth in my life, and I never
How old are you? How old are you?
38.
All right. You're 38. You've never had a cavity?
Never had a cavity, and...
Well, he's of the age where he's always had fluoridated water.
Really?
Well, yeah.
So you've never had a cavity?
I've had one cavity, but I didn't get a cavity until about 2 or 3 years
How many
ago.
Cavities have you had?
I have had a million cavities. My dentist wants to know if I grew up in Appalachia because I grew up in Kansas where the John Birch Society convinced everyone that fluoride was poison, and so I grew up without it.
I felt like I was just watching a Western.
Me too. I always thought Buzz was from Appalachia.
I've got a very suspect mouth. I mean, I've got all of my original teeth. I guess I've got all of my... I got a couple of crowns.
Right.
You know, I got a couple of... bondings.
But you're how old? You're 60?
I'm 60. I believe I'm 59. I think Rob is 60.
No, you look good.
No, I'm 48.
You predate fluoride by a little bit, right?
Yeah, and I used to go to Dr. Novi. I actually can remember that in my dentist's office, they had in the corner, he chose, because he was a sadistic son of a bitch.
All of them
he
are.
Chose, I swear to God, he chose to leave it in his office, a drill that was operated by Petal.
Oh,
and I am not essing you on that. And it was in the corner, and you would walk in there, and inevitably you'd sit down, and he had a relatively modern chair, but you'd sit down and you'd see this thing that he just left there, and you would think, oh, Jesus, I mean, are they going to use that on me where it's going to operate by pedal?
Really, really something from Gilligan's Island.
Right, exactly.
out of bamboo and coconuts.
Hello. Don and Mike Show, you're on the air.
Good day, gentlemen. Radio God.
Good day.
Not plural. Hello, Mike O'Meara. Mr. O'Meara, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm just peachy keen, and I'm going to tell you why later, but what can we do for you?
Well, I'm just so excited. I love it when it's the Mike Show, the Mike Buzz and Rob Show.
Yeah,
not that I don't like Don. I love Don. He's hilarious. Radio Gods.
Yeah, well, you try to come in here. You got to try to come in here and do the work he does. And
you know what? I don't think
tell me. Then you tell me how much you love it.
Well, I can tell you a lot, but I was in studio the other day, but in the Fairfax studio.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for the bio. What can we do for you, sir?
What
can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to bid you good day.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks so much for nothing. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike. How are you doing today?
How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, I actually had a question for Rob, too. Would it be possible to talk to him?
Well, Rob is sitting right here.
I'm here.
He's directly across from me.
Rob, hi. This is Mike from Napa Valley.
Of course.
Hey, Rob, you're a Beatles aficionado, correct?
I enjoy their music very much. I'm one of the people that thinks they're a pretty good band.
I am as well.
Way to go on a limb, Rob.
I have a bunch of Beatles memorabilia I want to sell. Maybe you might be interested in them.
What you want to do is send that immediately to WJFK, Attention Rob Spiewak.
All right.
Will do.
Thank you.
So he's going to send the stuff to you.
Right.
That is great.
Isn't that great?
Well,
all right. Thank you very much.
Glad
sir.
We were able to work that out.
Oh, I just locked it.
Oh, yeah, right. Bye.
All right. When I want to dump him.
Okay.
All right. Drop.
There you go. You can
I just
hit
it again, right?
Or another line.
All right. Thank you. Why do I always forget that?
Because we don't do this nearly often enough.
I know. It's just too much fun.
Isn't this fun?
Hello, Daryl. You're on the Don and Mike Show. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
How are you?
Everything's going your way?
Everything. Believe me, I mean, if anybody was listening to the show yesterday, I'm going to tell you about my morning. It was a very, very productive morning.
The golden boy.
And you know what I see? You know what? Here's the deal. I see the screen. I see what you want to talk about. You want to talk about my diet.
Yes.
Why, when I'm having a really good morning, do you want to do that?
You said everything's going your way.
All right. Well, you know what? I'll tell you that this week... Mm-hmm. Twice.
Yes, twice.
I have been on the elliptical, and
good.
It's Wednesday.
Good.
I didn't happen to do it today because I was running around taking care of stuff.
You never do the elliptical on Wednesday.
Wednesday is not exercise
not
day
exercise
in my household.
Day.
I was on the elliptical. I came back. Don mentioned the fact that I had, 5 pounds, that I'd gained 5 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm up a half a pound over that.
Oh, a half a pound.
But I am eating the right foods.
That's a glass of water.
I am dieting.
Right.
And, you know, I think that really that I'm actually building muscle mass right now.
So,
muscle power.
In your eyes, I see a renewed focus.
It's total power. Total power. What do you think about that, Daryl?
Good job.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Don and Mike Show.
Good job, Mike. You're not the biggest loser, baby.
I'm not the loser. And do you mean the fat guys on TV? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, you know, that's a great show. Addictive. But, you know, it finally the socks are there, right?
Socks are there. I'm very happy about that. Very excited about that.
Well, I can't believe I actually have a call for Rob A.
Again?
Okay. Go ahead.
Hey, Rob A, there's a new video out on YouTube. It's just, it's like the biggest thing out there. It's the Techno Viking. Do you know anything about it? Who is he? Why is he? Please explain.
Do you have anything about that? Know anything about this?
I know nothing of the Techno Viking, but
that's
I want to
some sort of white supremacist techno nerd that you know that wears like horns or anything like that.
If it's not too soon, I'd like to jump on the bandwagon.
We'll get right
techno
on
Viking, even though you don't know anything about it.
It sounds fantastic.
All right, we got lots of calls standing by, but let me tell you about my morning.
All right.
Now, yesterday, due to the good graces of my partner, we did a rather impassioned solicit for some help with my DirecTV.
And you left here in a I would say, a foul humor.
No, I wasn't in that foul of humor.
No, well, you were down.
I was tired because, I mean, it was taking a lot of calls. But right at the end of the show, John Norman hit me to the fact that a lot of people were emailing in. There were people that Joe, there were people that actually couldn't get through. And let me just put it this way.
Joe,
I heard from a number of sources the phones weren't necessarily being speedily answered when the subject of my direct TV is coming up.
But yesterday evening, you were, I will not say downtrodden, but you were down.
I didn't think we were going to get anybody, but John Norman passes along to me that we get
a
guy.
And you were a bit pessimistic even about this guy.
Yeah, because you don't know. You don't know. But it turns out I call this guy on my way home. This guy lives all the way up in Maryland, like up in Gaithersburg, Maryland. I live all the way over in Virginia. You know, really not a big distance to travel in the olden days.
Right.
You know, when we used to get from point A to point B in a half an hour, but now that it could be an hour and a half, it's a different deal. And the guy calls in, and I hook up with this guy. I get the guy's number.
Yeah.
He's there. He says, I'll set you up. What do you need? I end up saying, I'm going to go out and buy the little units myself. I'm going to go to the store that will not be mentioned.
A box store?
A little box store. One of those large stores.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Large stores with lots of equipment in it.
Yes.
And lots of people, none of them helping you.
That may have been the only weak link that I experienced today. Other than that, everything went very smoothly.
The golden boy.
But far be it for me to name the store. But I am going to say thank you to Andy. This guy's name is Andy. And now, listen, I'm paying for this, okay?
Okay.
This is not payola. This is not plugola. I'm simply mentioning this because I received a service that I valued tremendously.
Wow.
And they did a fantastic job. And I'd like to get... Why are you playing sexy music?
Oh, not this that is kind of service?
Not that kind of service.
Oh.
This guy really did help me out. This guy was tremendous. And I said, listen, I want you to listen around 3 o'clock or so. I'm going to tell you exactly what the deal is and give you a little plug. This is a small plug. So I just want to say thank you to the guys at Source One Incorporated.
Don owned the place?
Andy, what? No, it's S-O-U.
Oh, S-O-U-R-C-E,
One Incorporated.
Uh-huh. I
understand. And they're out of Gaithersburg, and that's it. Don't need to say anything more. I don't need to tell you that they do home theater.
No.
That they do home automation systems.
And better than anyone on the world.
That they do multi-room audio and video. That they do digital satellite systems, security cameras, cable, telephone network, alarm, and AV wiring.
They did all this for you?
Home computer. No, they didn't do that. You know what they did? They hooked up my new TV, DirecTV 5 LNB box. They came out. They were there when they said they were there earlier than they said they were going to be.
Cool.
He brought three guys, not just one guy.
Wow. Right.
They knew what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
They showed up on time. They had ladders. I mean, it was
important.
A first-class operation.
Cool.
You know, and I'm not going to mention that they also do multi-line telephone with intercom.
No need.
There's really no need for me to say that they do Lutron lighting control systems.
Oh, they're very good.
Or high-speed cable and DSL. Or Essient CD management. Do you have any idea what that is?
How do you spell Essient?
Escient.
I have no idea.
Alarm systems, and then take a look at this, Rob. Can you read that? I know it's far away. At the very bottom, and much, much more.
I can see
that. Now, wouldn't you think a company would really stop at just that?
That'd be enough, really.
Nah, not the guys at Source One. Not Andy. Not Andy and all the guys over at Source One
who
got me up and running. And it was right before I left, right about 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Right.
I turned on channel 247,
TBS.
Which is TBS high definition, where the Red Sox are going to be playing their playoff game tonight. And
Hooray.
There it was in beautiful, crystal clear, high definition television.
What program was on in high definition?
Thank you, Buzz.
Tuned in?
Might have been Everybody Loves Raymond.
Fantastic.
And it was, and I turned up the volume,
Doris,
and I don't
Roberts.
Like the reruns on the syndicated programming. I really don't dig that, but I dug every minute of that.
Uh-huh. Now, here's a question.
What's
I know
that
in the past, and not just with this guy, but
there's
a history of when you go to the listener for in-home service, it comes packaged with nervousness.
No, you know what? There was no issue with this guy at all. There was no absolute zero creep factor.
Your vision at all.
I did lock the door, and we walked out with the guy that was running the crew, and we were walking to the car, and he said, "Where are the other two guys?" And I realized that I'd probably locked them in my house, you know, and that maybe they were like standing on my bed, jumping up and down, and they're in my underwear, going, "This is my." Actually, they were sitting on my bed, dragging themselves across it like a dog.
You would let them now, though, now that they've done this for you,
Buzz. I'll tell you, I will go this far.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you that I would have actually let them soil my home.
No kidding.
I would have let them do that thing that the guy did on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Jeff Garland did that?
Hey, a comforter you can throw away.
That's right.
DirecTV, got a two-year contract.
That's forever.
There's no finer gift.
And, of course, what was the slow end of it? Of course, the DirecTV end of it. No loyalty there.
They phone in.
Oh, yeah, when they have to phone in and get all the authorization and all that stuff. And in the morning when I had to go out and buy the receivers, You know, these are very high demand products.
Tell me about it.
Oh, yeah.
And I get there, and what you had said, we'd had a little bit of a debate about it, that I said, oh, they're for this price. You were right. I was wrong. They didn't have them when I was there the last time. Mm-hmm. But today I walk in, and what do I need in my house? I need three of these suckers.
You got three high-def DVRs?
Yes, because I want the convenience of recording in my kitchen, my den, and my bedroom. I want the
golden boy.
No, I wanted to get it done right. I wanted to have this process
done. So you ran in with a huge stack of cash.
I ran in.
And said, hello.
I got there right at 10 o'clock. And I get to...
in your top hat and tuxedo.
I see one of the pimply face boys, and I say, where is the... I hope I didn't mention the store.
You haven't. You have not.
I haven't mentioned the store.
You have not.
Because there are two of them, you know.
Yeah. Oh, there are several.
It could be. And there may, maybe there are three or four.
Who knows?
And it depends even on where you live.
Exactly.
So I see this one guy, and I said, where are the high-definition DirecTV receivers?
You'll have to speak to someone else.
Were you there?
It sounds like it.
The guy says, I think they're in the... I think they're in the back of the store.
Training. Years
so I'm
training.
I'm fine with this. I'm excited. I got a mission. I'm ready to get this thing done. I run into the back of the store.
You run?
And I run.
Hands over your head?
I walked briskly.
Okay, good.
I don't run for anything.
No, me neither.
I really didn't want to run. And
I might run for high def.
I get back there and I look and I see the blue ones that I was telling you about. And then I realize, no, that says regular DirecTV recorders. Mm-hmm. They're not high def recorders. They're not the new ones. And I suddenly realize you're right. Then I look below and the angels begin to sing. As I hear the angels, as I see there are three.
They have three in stock?
And I need three. Now, and you know what, those superstores, occasionally if you've got three out there on display, that's the only ones they have.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so I sit there and I go into super guard mode, and this is when, really seriously, I would just like one of those. God, I wish I could mention the color shirts they were wearing. I would like one
I
of those.
I can guess it's one of two colors.
I wish
one of
those,
two primary colors.
One of those effing blank shirted individuals would come by, but I'm alone and I'm in a dilemma now. I don't want to venture off into the store because who knows what there's going to be somebody right in back of me that's going to snap one.
And you can't carry three of them.
No,
they're big boxes. And they're
not with my weak arms. I'm not able now. In my glory days, when I was a conditioned professional athlete, I was able to carry three. I couldn't do it right now.
You could balance them on your head.
And I also wanted just that 100% verification that I was getting the right piece of equipment.
Sure.
Sure.
Because
yeah.
I'm a layman. I don't know these things. And the guy said, finally, the kid comes around the corner. He said,
you're not supposed to put butter on the milk gun.
who is the guy you're doing with?
It's the guy from The Simpsons. He's like, works at a movie theater. Right. Right.
The guy says, yes, this is the right one. I said, well, can you help me take it up to the front? And I get the... Oh,
well,
I'm sorry. Store just opened. I realize there's quality nose-picking time that you've got to do, but please help me. Got him out there. The guy showed up, hooked him up, and everything's great.
Fantastic.
So, Source One, television? Andy, good guy, fantastic. You need anything, this is the guy to go for.
And you will not see him cruising down your street in the dead of night?
I'm not sure what they did. There were two of the guys left in the house alone, unsupervised, for about 10 minutes.
They can have whatever they want.
So, they can soil everything. And if I go home...
Your underwear over their heads.
Some silverware is missing. I don't care. We're going to go ahead and do that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I was just calling for Mike.
I'm here.
Now that Don's not there, if you want a new soundbite for Don, the other day when he was talking about his Xbox, he had said, that's why I like playing with men.
Playing with men. Well, thank you for listening to the show with such detail. I appreciate that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Mike. I have one question first. Today's Wednesday, right?
I have no idea.
It is, in fact, Wednesday.
No, I don't think so. No?
Isn't today Joe Day to be chipper and happy?
This is his peak day.
Does he peak on Wednesday?
We've always said that Joe's strongest day was Wednesday.
I don't even know if I got a chance to talk to Joe because I was running around getting everything ready for the show.
Joe? I just asked him. I said, Joe, you're supposed to be happy today. Sam.
Joe, let's, hold on, Stacy. Let's check and see if Joe's doing okay. Joe, how are you today?
I'm cranky.
Why are you cranky?
Why?
I've had enough of my fellow man at 3 o'clock today.
The caller's getting you down, Joe?
No, it's the drive-in.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll talk later.
That was Stacy.
Thank you, Joe.
How's your mom, Stacy?
Stacy's mom.
She's got it going on.
She's got it going on.
I always said that.
I know that song. Hello. Adam, you're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. I was curious, did you guys catch that amazing nip slip on Dancing with the Stars last night?
I didn't watch Dancing with the Stars. Did you watch the show last night?
I watched what I needed to watch. Was it Wayne Newton's nipple?
Tom Bergeron.
It was actually Drew Lachey.
Now, who was it, really? Was there a nip slip?
No, it was Drew Lachey.
Drew Lachey. Is this just a joke, or did this really happen?
Well, he looks like a giant nipple anyway.
Oh, stop it.
There was one great moment.
You know,
because
that
night.
Show, when they wear those outfits that they wear, I mean, that's the only reason I like watching the show, you know, because do you have the theme for the show?
I do.
Don't hesitate from that, Rogers. When you're going for it, just dive right in and hit it. Go ahead and hit it.
There was a grand moment last night on because, you know, Jane Seymour was not there because her mother has passed.
Oh, really?
And
furry face Jane Seymour was not on the show last night?
She's off to London, I guess, to mourn. And this is my favorite moment.
Okay.
I'm Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, good. You got it. All right, good.
Nice. All right. Now, Wayne, I understand the entire cast elected you to say something. You have something you want to say to Jane?
Yes, on behalf of the entire cast and crew, Jane, we want you to know how very much we love you.
Of course.
We're keeping you in our hearts and our prayers, and we all embrace you.
Amen.
I don't mean to laugh.
Reverend
no,
Wayne
I do mean to laugh.
I think it's nice.
Who do you go to?
You go to Wayne.
Who do you go to when you want that Hollywood schmaltz?
You go to Wayne Newton.
I mean, you would have thought seriously that she was killed.
Yeah.
It's her elderly mother.
And
we just like to say, you're in our hearts and our prayers, Gene Seymour.
I was looking at him last night. I fast-forwarded through the show. It took me about a minute and a half to watch what I needed. His eyes are perfectly round.
Isn't that great?
I just want to say, we know you're on this stupid reality game show, Jane Seymour, but we're so sorry.
Let me hear this. I got to hear that again.
And it starts with Drew Lachey.
All right, this is Nip Slip Drew Lachey that starts it all out.
Nice. All right. Now, Wayne, I understand the entire cast elected you to say something. You have something you want to say to Jane?
Yes, on behalf of the entire cast and crew, Jane, we want you to know how very much we love you. We're keeping you in our hearts and our prayers, and we all embrace you.
Amen.
That's, man, that blows Ann Curry.
Better.
That blows Ann Curry out of the water.
Right,
that blows Ann Curry completely out of the water. I love that.
Mike, we all embrace you.
We all embrace you, hearts and our prayers. And I'd like to say that James.
And it's really turning into that, isn't it?
I mean, it's going from Wayne Newton, who used to be Dog of Shame, all the way down.
You tracked him before. His voice always starts high and then goes down.
I'd just like to say that I'm happy. I'd really like to see Jane Seymour. We are so unfortunate.
Nice. All right. Now, Wayne, I understand the entire cast elected you to say something. You have something you want to say to Jane?
Yes, on behalf of the entire cast and crew, Jane, we want you to know how very much we love you.
Yes.
We're keeping you in our hearts and our prayers.
Thank you.
All embrace.
That's really.
We'd all like to say we keep you in our hearts and our prayers, and we would like to pluck every individual hair out of your chin if it's possible, Jane. You are such a lovely, lovely lady.
Wayne, your round eyes are tearing up.
I've got more plastic surgery than Joan Rivers, and I'd like to say, Jane Seymour, we're so sorry.
Oh, Wayne.
So very sorry. Our hearts, our prayers. Jane Seymour, you're such a lovely girl. Godspeed to London and back, please.
Wayne, it would mean so much to her if you could just blink. Can you blink?
It's impossible.
You can't.
I used to be able to blink on the Lucy show, but due to my various shows at The Sands and in Las Vegas Hilton, I'm no longer able to blink. Plastic surgery has had an effect on my voice. That's why Donka Shane used to be Donka Shane. Now it's Donka Shane. Darling Donka Shane.
James, have you been sitting there the whole time listening to this? Hello. How are you?
Yes.
How are you, sir?
Hey, guys. Hey, you know what? New to HD myself, but Mike, I'm sorry. I just wanted to tell you that my name is Earl tomorrow night. Pregnant or not, Jamie Presley is hot as sin in HD, man.
Yep.
I love the way that.
Well, speaking of hot, I mean, when I heard the nip slip, I seriously thought that it might be one of those outfits that they wear the kind of... Now, I would call them the gay dancing outfits, but on the women, they're very hot. They're kind of like figure skating outfits.
Wayne's partner last night had... or the night they danced.
Right.
They didn't dance last night. Right. Last night
I
was
did
the
not dance, and I did not blink.
It was like a modified Elvis jumpsuit,
right?
But very hot because no sleeves and very low cut.
No sleeves on Jane Seymour as she flies across the pond to mourn her mother.
That's my new Wayne Newton. I will be going from that level to that level.
We wish you Godspeed, Jane Seymour.
Nice. All right. Now, Wayne, I understand the entire cast elected you to say something. You have something you want to say to Jane?
Elected him.
Yes, on behalf of the entire cast and crew, Jane, we want you to know how very much we love you. We're keeping you in our hearts and our prayers.
Hearts and our prayers.
We'll embrace you.
Oh, that's good.
Don't care.
Wayne Newton, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, but you know what? Who doesn't love Wayne? And he made it through. That's the most important detail of last night's show, Dancing with the Stars. Wayne Newton lives.
Made it through the quick step.
He lives to dance another day.
We'll see him next week.
Good luck to him. I'm looking forward to that.
We
now,
embrace him.
I embrace Wayne at every chance I can get. Let's take one more call, then I got to tell you who's on the show that I have to deal with alone today. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Jerry, you're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
Good, thanks. I know when Don's there that you don't really get a chance to talk about Harley Davidsons a lot, but
yes, as a matter of fact, one of the things that I do plan to do when Don's not here is have an all biker show. This is actually going to become the Orange County Chopper show.
Someday.
This is American Chopper. That we'll talk about bikes all day. No, we talk actually. Don for a very long time wanted to get a motorcycle,
right?
And then Buzz wanted to do the same thing. Buzz took the course with me. Unfortunately, Buzz was deemed unfit to ride.
That's right.
And, you know, he cannot ride because what was it, Buzz? Was it an affliction of some kind? Was it motor coordination?
Yeah,
hold on, Jerry. I'll get to you in a second.
I always turned right instead of left.
Buzz, the most famous one, and I think you got mad at me. You're not mad at me anymore.
Oh, no.
But it was the day that you were at the motorcycle, and wasn't it the thing where you thought you had to twist it forward instead of backwards?
Even before we took our first lesson, we were talking about it in the studio, and I was demonstrating how it made sense to me that to roll forward, you would roll the handle forward, but it doesn't, in fact, work that way at all.
Now, technically, if we're going to be honest about this, when we were having the competitions, because it was just Buzz and me,
right.
We were the only ones that were actually being trained by these great guys. I forgot those guys'
names. Golden Boy.
But, yes, of course, because I'm the Golden Boy.
Your private
lesson. My private lesson at my mansion.
Semi-private.
At my Richie Rich mansion. We could have gone to a public school parking lot, but of course I had more room in my own parking lot with my warehouse full of automobiles.
You did it in the great room.
It was done indoors.
That's a great room.
Buzz, you I think the last test that we had, you beat me out, right?
We both did very well,
but you were actually better at the quick stops than I was.
Yeah, but you excelled in other areas that I wasn't good at. For some reason, I could never master the right turn. I'm great at left turns. I suck at right
turns. But would it be safe to say you never really took to it, right?
Yeah, because I didn't pursue it after that. But we both did well. We both passed. We both got our license.
And I've got, you know how many?
But I didn't pursue.
I've got 4,000 miles on my bike.
Do you really?
Yeah, I've got 4,000 miles.
I'm very proud of you. That's great.
So, Jerry, I'll let you ask. Yeah, go ahead, Rob.
The only thing that Buzz has on you is Buzz was able to jump the fountains at Caesar's Palace.
Well, that's a weight issue. Centrifugal force. That's all that has to do with. Jerry, I'll let you ask one motorcycle question, and then we have to tell you what's coming up on the show.
It's sort of just a comment, though, Mike. I have an 03 Fat Boy, and I noticed that this year they came out with...
Jerry, can I interrupt you just for a second?
All the new motors are...
Jerry?
90. Yes.
Jerry, can I just interrupt? You have a Fat Boy, and I just have to ask, based on hearing you, are you a Fat Boy?
Actually, I'm about 15. Wait, no big deal.
15 to 20 pounds. Okay, go ahead, Jerry. You have a Fat
Anyway,
Boy.
Me too.
You've had yours for a couple of years.
Yes, I have.
How do you like the fact that now, instead of the 88B motors, they're all coming out with 96-inch motors? Not
Bye!
That's the one I was looking for.
I love
88B motors.
I love the 96-inch motors.
I think he was fatter than 15 to 20 pounds overweight.
I guarantee you. I think his head was 15 to 20 pounds.
Jerry, if you're listening, I have absolutely no ability to answer that question whatsoever. Why did I leave Stacy? I hope she's not on hold. Stacy, you haven't been waiting this whole time, have you?
Yes.
Stacy, I thought we already dealt with you. What's going on?
No, I just asked a question about Joe.
What question do you ask?
About Joe? I was asking about Joe.
Joe just said that he is cranky today.
Okay, but the other question I have is, you know how you said in the beginning it was that you're gaining a little more weight? You see why I want to gain weight? Because it's hard for you to lose it.
Oh, is this the same lady that's trying? Stacy, you're fat already. You don't need to gain more weight.
No, but I'm not going to say you're fat, but I'm not as fat as you.
Stacy, you can say, well, how do you know how fat I am?
Well, I don't know.
Am I sitting in front of you right now?
No.
I mean, I know I'm fat. I know exactly how fat I am. But I,
that's
you know,
why I want to gain more weight, to see if it's hard to lose it.
But you know what, Stacy? I don't know that I'm fatter than you, though.
Stacy, that
I know you weigh more than me.
Hold on a second.
Is something wrong with
Stacy, I don't know I'm fatter than you. And you know why? Because we've asked you now two or three times to come down to the studio so we can actually take a look at you and see
how
fat you are.
Joe had me on hold for a very, very, very long time.
You know what?
35 minutes.
I'm going to give Joe a free pass. That was me. I put you on hold and I came back to you. And Stacy, the offer stands. Would you like us to have you come down here and make a love connection for you?
I can come in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Wow. What time would that be? How about 2 weeks from Saturday?
How about what?
2 weeks from Saturday.
No, because you're not on the air on Saturday.
You're smart.
Actually, you are. It's just a rerun, but.
All right, this is what I want you to do. Are you listening to me, Stacy?
Uh-huh.
All right, this is exactly what I want you to do. I want you to call us, say, what do you think, Rob, the day before she's planning on coming down?
2 days before.
2 days before. Mr. Spiewak requires 2 days' notice for you to come down and let us know. All right?
Okay.
And from now on, you put on as much weight as you can.
No.
That's all right. I like that.
Oh,
I
want you. I'm about to eat 2 pieces of fat strawberry cheesecake.
There you go, baby.
Only two?
Only 2 big fat pieces.
All right. What I want you to do is I want you to eat the cheesecake 2 days before. Let us know, and then the day you're coming down, put on your best Aretha Franklin outfit, and I want you to come down here and entertain us and find yourself a mate for life. All right.
Okay.
All right, Stacey, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye!
There goes Stacey.
You know what I remember about her?
What's that?
She liked to eat late at night.
Who doesn't, Rob?
I know.
Best eating's late at night.
Sure, after 10.
Late night, easy eating.
Late night, heavy foods, lots of sauce.
Yeah, the kind of thing that's going to wake you up at 2 o'clock in the morning with acid reflux.
If not, just eat it too.
You know what the worst culprit is, seriously, and I was talking to Don about this last week, is trail mix. You know, you're almost better when you look at the caloric count on a normal M&M laden bag of Kirkland Price Club Costco trail mix.
Again.
Yeah, I mean that's you might as well have, as Don said to me, you might as well have a bowl of ice cream.
A piece of cake,
or have both.
Yeah, I know you do. What did you enjoy for dinner last night?
Last night, what did I have?
Why don't you think about it?
I'm going to have to.
All right, you tell us later. Will
it
you
was
do that?
Something with hot sauce. I remember there being hot sauce.
All right, we have to take a break, but I do want to mention that. Oh my God,
it was pizza.
It's been a long time as I rub my face like Brian Cleeth in Family Affair. It's been a long time since this individual has been on the show.
Graced our airwaves.
Apparently, he has had some health issues, and he wants to talk about that.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
He is always a spark plug. Do we know if he's in the building yet? Has he made it here on time with his special car with the special doors
he's
and the
here.
Special wheels?
Yes, he is here.
Cool.
Is he in the back?
I don't know where they've stuck him.
Is he upstairs, John?
He's laying low.
In the hall.
Oh, he's in the hall.
Hey, microphone. He's in the hallway.
He is Robert the Angry Mailman. It has been a long time. I'm not sure whether he's been over to Siam since the last time we talked to him.
Has it been too long?
I don't know.
Yes, it has.
It's always too long
when we get a chance to
talk to Mr. Robert the Angry Mailman. I have to emotionally prepare myself for this when my wonderful partner's not here. If you just tuned in, I do want to give you an update on that. Don has had some dental procedure.
Yes.
I don't know the details. Janet called me, said he had a root canal that was being done. He's in the chair a lot longer than he was supposed to be. Hopefully he'll be calling in to check in. We'll see what happens
with
that.
He could talk to Robert. Robert's had some dental procedures.
Well, he's had them all ripped out of his head.
Maybe that's what Don's doing.
We'll take a break, and when we come back, more of your phone calls and, yes. You know him, you love him. Some of you don't love him. Robert the Angry Mailman coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.